Check, check, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2. I think we've got audio.
Yeah!
Got audio, awesome. That was actually recorded on those drums right behind me. For those of you listening at spearforcitylimits.com, awesome. Good for you. That actually takes a lot less resources than downloading this video, but Facebook is bearing the burden of that for right now. Thanks to them, I suppose. My name is John Dale. We broadcast from the corner of Canyon and Jackson and sunny Spearfish, South Dakota. Sunny today anyway. Good morning. Having a cup of coffee this morning. Some organic French roast. Oh. French roast, dark French roast. Good stuff. Unsweetened for me. No creamer at the moment. Digging that. So, welcome. Right now, Trump is facing his vice presidential pick. And I was watching an interview this morning with Vivek Ramaswamy out of Silicon Valley. Yeah, he's a Silicon Valley CEO who's really, really pro-America now. He's super, super pro-America. And I started to draw back from this and think, wait a minute. These are the peoples that we outsourced our software development to build all of these computer systems to do the management of the country. That would be the Indian people, not Indians, as the cowboys would have called them, which would be your Native American type folks who are purported to have crossed the land bridge up by Alaska and inhabited the continental United States, not those kind of native indigenous peoples, but we're talking Indians, straight up Indians from India. When Columbus came to the New World and others came to the New World, quote unquote, which is now continental United States, they thought it was India. They thought they had circumnavigated the globe and had landed on the other side of India. And they presumed that the earth was round. And what they had actually encountered was simply the other continent on the other side of the earth and thought it was Indians, but they named them Indians. Anyway, be that as it may, the United States' corporate complex, at the behest of God knows who, outsourced our future-proof jobs and the security of our country to mostly Indians. It was also to Indochina. It was to the Eastern Bloc countries, to Ukraine. It was to Indonesia, Korea, South Korea, Taiwan, Great Britain, and others. Instead of saying, hey, you know what? These are the United States' future-proof jobs. We want these for our descendants because they're going to need to know how to use computers and stuff. No. That was outsourced to India. They said that the Indians were more skilled than we were, but they were not. They said that the Indians worked cheaper, but the cost of running those projects over the ocean was not less expensive. Really, it was about a takeover, and that's what occurred to me when I was listening to this Vivek Ramaswamy interview. This guy knows all the talking points. He's polished. He's a polished business communications person. And, hey, could you unplug that heater over there? When the heater comes on, it really is it's annoying for anybody who's ever done audio production before. So as I was listening to this, As I was listening to this, I was like, oh, there's the capstone. There's the icing on the cake. Here's the moment that we've all been waiting for. He's boll weaveling his way into Trump's administration, or trying to be the guy who's like the Trumplican. But listen, this is, you've got to listen to this. Okay, here we go. I'm going to play this. Hopefully the volume is right. If not, I'll have to adjust quickly. Here we go.
Okay, this is something that we haven't done a good enough job of, Alex. We have to define what our movement actually stands for. It stands for two things. One is the people who we elect to run the government should actually be the ones who actually run the government. Well, if I'm president, that's why we're shutting down that entire fourth branch. Shut down the administrative state. Can't just reform this. Shut down the FBI. Shut down the Department of Education. Shut down the ATF. Shut down the CDC. You go straight down that list. We will get in there and shut it down.
So Vivek wants to shut down the administrative state. He wants to shut down the bureaucracy populated with all of these annoying patriotic. They're not all patriotic Americans, but there are a lot of patriotic Americans who are working in the bureaucratic state and the bureaucratic tier who are counting beans and keeping the government accountable. They're not all bad. They're not all bad, and a lot of them are performing essential critical services. But what happens, and there's a human aspect to it. There's humanity in that bureaucratic state. There are people there making human judgment calls about what to do with various circumstances that occur and that arise in the federal government and other levels of government. Do we stop providing benefits to this person? Do we pursue this rule with this policy? There are human factors in those decisions, which leads to corruption. It also leads to humanitarian justice that bypasses the law in many cases. So what Vivek represents to me, he's cutting out the human factor in federal government and other levels of government. Cold, hard decisions, non-human decisions. And it's going to be replaced with the systems that the Indians largely built. Vivek Ramaswamy is of Indian descent. He's right in there in that technocratic tier of Silicon Valley. And he's saying, we're going to shut it all down. The same thing happened in that election. Who is the new guy who just got elected down in Central America? Let's look this up. You probably know it. I've got to look it up. Okay, so let's see. El Salvador? Is it El Salvador? Yeah, let's take a hold on. I want to get this right here. Sorry for this delay. I don't think it was El Salvador. The guy looks like a wolf. He's saying the same thing. He's going to cut all these programs. Some of them need to be cut. Don't get me wrong. We need to trim the fat in a lot of our government institutions. But it was not El Salvador. The Trump of South America. It's in Brazil. Not Bolsonaro. Javier Milei, Argentina. That's it. It's a guy from Argentina. Go look it up. So he's saying the same thing, but he's a WEF globalist. And so Ramaswamy is like doing the same exact playbook. And all he had to do was memorize the Trump America First talking points to build sentiment, to get support among Trump people. And then what's he going to do? He's going to get in there and he's going to replace it with these systems that were built by people who are not American. They built these systems. They don't have constitutional sensibilities. They don't have the values of our country. And they were commissioned by globalist dollars to build these information systems to do all this management. So now instead of having hundreds of thousands of people creating this strata within our government that are sort of have a group mentality, that have they've got a herd, shared herd values. They, you know, many of them are patriotic Americans. Instead of having that, we have a cold computer system that's going to be controllable by a very small number of people, maybe say 1%. And then the decisions are going to get made. And who do you appeal to? You don't appeal to a person. You don't look a person in the eye and say, we're suffering. This is unjust. You try to appeal to a computer system that's going to continually tell you no based on its rules that it's been codified with, its heuristics. So that's what this is to me. So I'm out, dude. No way. Ramaswamy would be a terrible VP pick.
And then the other thing we got to do is those people who we do elect to run the government, they owe a moral duty to the citizens of this nation, not any other one. Not fighting these.
You mean the H-1Bs? What is his stance on the H-1B? What is Ramaswamy's stance on the H-1B? And I don't mean what he's saying. I mean what he's done. What has Ramaswamy done with respect to the H-1B? Because they are not U.S. citizens. They have cheated and lied and screwed Americans out of their birthright. They've screwed Americans out of jobs. They've lied about the fact that they're more skilled. They've gamed the H-1B system. They've gotten visas that they probably didn't deserve or should never have had. This is my industry. I will testify to this. In fact, I'm being represented by an attorney, and that attorney has filed complaints with the Department of Justice over this exact issue. Discrimination against U.S. tech workers. We were powerless. You got to take us out. We're the first line of defense. Take us out, then build the computer systems, then use those computer systems to build a cold, thoughtless bureaucracy. Cost trillions of dollars. This has been a huge boondoggle. This has been a mind F on all of you Americans who think that it's not noble as a profession to do technology. Oh, let's just outsource it. It's fine. It'll help our H-1Bs. I mean, it'll help our 401Ks. It'll help our Roth IRAs. It'll help my stock portfolio because we're going to labor arbitrage. We're going to reduce our costs and increase profits for these tech companies that are gobbling up so much of the economy, so much productivity. Well, in reality, we're globalists using American tax dollars to build systems to build the digital gulag. And the digital gulag was built by, ding, 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 you guessed it, the H-1B program, largely, mostly populated by Indians seeking visas. There's your beachhead. That beachhead is now fully established. And now the capstone, in my opinion, the capstone, the icing on the cake is Ramaswamy trying to usurp the power of the MAGA movement. And watch, he'll get selected as VP. If that happens, it doesn't matter. This is about you and me. This is about Americans. This is about what it means to be an American citizen and have constitutional values. It's not about Trump. Trump is a lightning rod. He's a symbol of the freedom that we have in our hearts. That's all. If Trump isn't around, that's okay. You and I are still around. And you know what? That freedom exists in the hearts of people across the world. So it's not just about American citizens. That's what's interesting. Very interesting to me.
Foreign wars from Ukraine to Iraq to Afghanistan.
He's just got a list of talking points he's memorized. He says them with authority and confidence. But I'm not convinced that this is the guy we want as a VP for Trump. You know who I want as VP for Trump? Rand frickin' Paul. If Rand Paul is selected as Trump's VP, I'm going to be very excited because he comes from a true lineage of American values and constitutional values and founding principles of not getting involved in foreign entanglements, wonderful foreign policy that puts America first. His dad is incredible. Rand Paul would be a real, true MAGA pick, regardless of his baggage. I know he's got baggage. I don't care. You get a sex op. You get a sex op. Everybody is tangled up in a sex op. That was by design. That's not a decision point for me. A decision point is, what has this person done? Thomas Massie seems to be coming along nicely. But having a Rand Paul as VP would be an insurance policy against assassination, in my view. He understands how the Senate works. And as VP, he presides over the Senate. It's a great, truly MAGA pick. Wonderful pick. That's something I could get excited about. I'm not going to get excited about Governor Noem because I want her to continue to be the governor of my state. I think that, what is it, 2032 or something is a presidential election year. I think that's a wonderful year for Governor Noem. Let the old plow horse work here, President Trump, and let him restore the fertility of liberty in our soil, our culture. And I think now is not the time for Governor Noem. Plus, I do have a selfish reason. I appreciate her work as our governor, and I want her to stay our governor if possible. Rand Paul, I like that pick a lot. Somebody in that mold? Yeah, I can get on board with that from a values-based perspective. It's checking off the boxes for me because I want results. I want results, and I realize that this is a culture war. It's an information war. I do not want Vivek Ramaswamy anywhere near the presidency. Are you crazy? You freaking nuts, man? What are you thinking, dude? Seriously? He says all the right things, but all the right things are in all the Trump speeches. So what are you thinking, man? Honestly, I can't cut out all the bureaucratic tier and replace it with computers, right? Weren't even built by Americans. My God. We do this from the corner of Canyon and Jackson in Sunny Spear for South Dakota. Thank you for tuning in. Very much appreciate you considering our thoughts and opinions as you contemplate how to move forward in your civic engagement activities. Have a great day, everybody.